enjoy a good squeeze.
Shall we sing the song?
Libation daylights.
Da na na, da da.
Libation daylights.
That's good.
Yeah. Welcome to Libation Daylights, a segment where we talk about libations.
In the daylight.
For all they know.
So here on A Good Squeeze, we like to curate cocktails. And there's been a time or two where, as a thank you gift for guests being on our show, I like to design a drink for them as an homage, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
So once upon a time, we had Brad of Sanderson and Rhodes on the show. So, of course, made Sanderson Rhodes cocktail.
You'll notice a pattern. If someone comes on the show, the name's typically named. Wait, hold on. The drink's typically named after them.
Yes, indeed.
Said pattern is noticeable.
So Sanderson Rhodes is what Brad is creating, a traveling watch case with James Bond in mind. So when it came time to, I'm going to make a drink for Sanderson and Rhodes, what was that thought process? And I kind of take this thought process with every drink we make, right? So I know when we pitched the ideas, like, hey, can I make a drink for you? He said he had this vision and it was an inspiration for the traveling watch case, which, do you remember what it is with the cards?
Nope.
A group of guys.
Yeah.
Playing bridge, drinking gin and tonics.
Mm.
So I took that. I was thinking gin, but Sanderson and Rhodes, you know, part of it is to invoke that feeling of the golden age of travel. So gin, golden age of travel. My brain went to Casablanca, and I believe Humphrey Bogart frequents the French 75. So I took that French 75.
He frequents. Is that the name of the bar?
No.
He
drinks.
Yeah.
He frequents that drink.
That's okay.
He frequents Sam's and drinks French 75s. And I decided to get rid of the gin and put in bourbon simply because when Brad was on our show as a guest, he himself was drinking some bourbon. Mm. That simply, I was like, how can I know he likes bourbon. I don't know if he likes gin.
What if he was trying to impress us?
Yeah, he actually hates bourbon.
After recording,
He hates bourbon.
Yeah.
Not
that that would impress us or not. Like, you know, besides, like, of all the things to choose, like, he shows up dressed as Goku. We're like, there he is.
That would
That's impressive.
So, yeah, throughout the gin, put in bourbon. This is an existing drink I found out. It's called a Kentucky 75. So, do a little tweak of that. And, instead of honey syrup, I put in some like rosemary honey syrup, purely just to be a little different. Mm-hmm. Just to be a little different, but it does add a nice flavor profile. Rosemary, honey syrup. It creates like a nice roundness in the sweetness.
Mm.
But the sweetness continued because you do top it with a little champagne, a little bit of bubbly. Also, you got to take that little lemon wedge or slice, lemon slice. And you get a stem of rosemary.
Rosemary.
And you weave it in to the lime slice or lemon slice. And it creates, like, I say in quoted fingers, the watch with the strap. That was the idea with the garnish. Lemon watch.
I get it. It's a lemon watch.
Now, what's funny is when we were actually recording with them, I was testing it out. And I was thinking Sanderson Rhodes traveling coffee, like coffee. And I put coffee liqueur. It did not taste good. It wasn't there. I wanted to make this coffee liqueur work, but I just ditched it. And it's a funny happenstance because Brad then told me he hates coffee liqueur. and he hates like coffee and ice cream near his booze. I'm like, good to know.
Okay.
So from then on, whenever we do make a drink for somebody, I tend to now ask, do you have any yucks? Do you have any alcohol no-nos? Mm. And it's come in handy.
Good. When you say aroundness, what do you mean?
It's more like a full flavor profile. You got the sweetness, you got the boldness, there's an herbal essence to it. So roundness being like an overall.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought it was more like a roundness, as in like, whoop, just goes right in your mouth. Whoop, like that.
That's one drinks and Roger Moore kisses.
Yeah. Full circle.
Here we go. He's a rounded kisser.
Yeah.
Do you recall the Sanderson and Rhodes? Do you recall how it tasted?
I recall filming it.
Tell us about the filming of it, if that's what you recall.
It was the first time we had no idea how to film these. We didn't know what we wanted them to look like. And when that happened, we knew, but we didn't have our routine yet.
Yeah.
We knew what our concept was going to be. It's just the execution part needed some work. It was like trying to get a steady shot of like me pretending to be the dolly, trying to go around the drinks without it shaking and centering the drink and getting the lighting right. And me and August have two very different approaches to lighting. He likes turning on all the lights, making sure there's as much light as humanly possible. I'm like candlelight, by candlelight. I'm the polar opposite. And so we meet in the middle to get a warm but not blurry level of light, essentially. The whole thing was like, it took like 2 hours to film. Yeah. It took forever. And now it doesn't at this point. We've gotten it down to a science. But that first video that we wanted to film, like the ice was melting, you know? We were like, we gotta get the shot. We gotta get the shot. And it was fun because then, you know, it really set the pace for what the rest of the videos were going to look like. I thought it was such a lovely video. We just decided to go with that format moving forward. So thanks, Brad. That sounded so unenthusiastic. I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Brad. Look what you did.
Thank you, Brad.
Because before we did a couple cocktail videos, but they were, I don't know, just a different presentation, that's for sure. And they were a little
more vlog style.
More vlog style thing. I didn't know how to refer to it, but that's exactly what it was.
Really, I'm August, and I'd say I'm Margo. This is a good squeeze. It's a podcast where we squeeze a little something. Anyways, what are we drinking today? And then we'd you'd make the drink, and I'd put in my quips, and then
yeah, it's like more jump cut of a single video, just us. And I mean,
interrupting me because I was going to go through the whole video.
I know.
Beat for beat.
Looking back on them, they are really fun and they're funny.
Yeah.
I kind of miss that to a degree, but what we got going on right now, it's much more high quality.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to edit. It's so much more easy to like. There's way less setup. You know, if I look frumpy, and at the end of the video, you'll see us taking a drink of each. Each taking a drink of the... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I need the mic in front of me or this is going to be... Anyways. You see each of us take a sip of the drink. And I'm okay if it's 5 seconds on screen and I don't look great. But when it's like a 5-minute long video that I got to trim down to 1 minute and like I can only use certain bits and if I don't like the way I look, I'm going to feel bad by the end of it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if we're just like not feeling ourselves. Those videos are very time consuming and very arduous. Anyone who does any kind of video editing understands that.
Sure.
And especially because we're not doing it for YouTube, we're doing it for Instagram. It needs to be that jump cut style. Mm-hmm. If it's anything but that, no one's going to watch it. It just creates, I don't know, because everybody's attention span's so short on Instagram. Even if you have a very good attention span in general, you hop on Instagram, it gets trimmed down to a fraction.
That's just the expectation with Instagram, especially with like reels and things. Mm. Is like that's just the mindset.
Yeah. And so I miss the
nature of the reel.
Yeah. I miss the product. It was, they are good videos, but I don't miss the process. I hated it so much. It was just so much editing and filming, you know, you kind of have to get it all in one take, and despite the editing and the continuity aspect and all that, it was just a lot. I'm acting like this was like a 3-hour long film, it was just 1-minute long video on Instagram. So filming the Sanderson and Rhodes really set the pace for what our future videos were going to look like. And that was my contribution to Libation Daylights.
With that, this has been Libation Daylights.
Libation Daylights.
Take it, Margo.
Libation Daylights. Libation Daylights.